this is going to be a general, a new generation. You know what? Remember that Pepsi used to have a commercial they called Pepsi, a chosen generation, amen. And that Pepsi, you know, is something different. I'm going to tell you all today, Sanctified Church, we're a chosen generation. We are all something different. We're not like everybody else, amen. But God has us all with something different. And what we know why that difference, we're going to be what God calls us to be. And we attract what we attract, amen. And what we want to be out there, we learn is what we want to be out there impact. You know, that this whole thing is changing. You know, this whole church structure is man centered. Oh, come on, somebody. And the whole thing is man centered because God uses me. Amen. He uses me. He uses me. And we know that. Right? But we're talking about some things in there in the word structure as we go forward. Amen. But you are a peculiar people and you are what the chosen generation. You are the generation that will be called as the repairer of the breach. As the Bible talks about the repair of the breach, and you and I are part of that. So we know we're going to see some changes to our format and all some of the things that we do in the church, amen. In our virtual form, and then when we get together, I want to get to the deep end of it. I believe God has given us the blueprint, and God has released us to do some things, and you're about to start seeing some more exciting things, and you're going to be excited, and you're going to invite others to come, and it's just going to be something different. We're going to go full steam ahead, amen. We're going to go full steam ahead. You know, we don't need man's approval. And now that we have God's approval, God has shown his approval by what? Because they have come. The Bible said, we let God be lifted up from the earth. Then we are to tell all men unto me, amen. So we know we know people are when there are people who are doing what they're doing. And we know one of us is dying on last week. It was the last Sunday, I believe it was. Man goes into a supermarket and shoots up the store you're in. He goes to the supermarket anymore. And no one's going to be saying, oh, come on, somebody. You can't go to McDonald's and this thing happened. And you got to play with your food. And that is, you know, COVID, like I said, I think I picked it up at graduation, or even in the barbershop. You know, you just don't know. And those are places where I had to take off some things or whatever. So what is God's protection? And so even in that, that way, if you know, I can take you through it, amen, and you can survive it. So I'm grateful to be back here in the presence of this woman. And to all the Safe House Church family, I just love you immensely. And I'll be so grateful, grateful, grateful to be here with you all, amen. So I'm not clear, amen, and we're out here. And so, you know, Mike and I got to spend more time with our son all yesterday. I got to see him fishing for the first time, him and my father together, amen. And we had a good time this year. You know, we're going to get a lot of shots out to first three fours, amen. We had a Jason, Brown, and Mr. Pete, both football happens to be from our hometown. And he just used those resources that God has given him. And he has a beautiful facility there. We have a 1,000-acre farm, amen. A man of color, amen. A man of graciousness, and a big man. You know, that he actually preached to him. I'm a big guy. He made me look small, amen. I told my wife, I said, look, let's stand beside Jason. I look really scared standing next to him. So, my dad is out there, you know, and he's having a really good time and blessed his soul. And I look forward to the next time when we maybe invite some other people to go on and buy some of these boys from up here because we're going to have impact on our community. I believe that God's called us to help us because we have the impact on the city of Greensboro. And we want to do just that, amen. And we can help impact in many different ways. So many times we get pigeonholed into a thing. How many of us sometimes you get boxed into a thing? We used to see things a certain way. And therefore, anything that's outside of that, anything that's beyond that, sometimes we struggle with. You know, did you not know that Martin Luther King and his assassination had a very low approval rating? So sometimes, what I mean, we're not leaving off of what you find out is that people do not approve you in the moment. But in history and time, then what time tells all the other blind horns say it like this. He says that time has a big mouth and you give the time, she attained the time. Okay, so like, the time has a big mouth and you give the time, you attain the time. So sometimes you may not be acknowledging the time that you're doing things. You may not know how what you think and act ways of people not pushing you to go on because when you are a pioneer, and this is a pioneer ministry, amen, that we do things differently around here. We have to follow God and trust God and trust His Spirit. Sometimes we all can get weary and weary and we all can get off a little bit, but we have to so grateful, grateful, grateful to Him, amen, and then on last night, I was blessed, you all know I'm a saxophone man, all my young people, I've actually not been there, I've been playing the saxophone for 32 years. I was playing saxophone since I was 12 years old, and big time, I'm a Kennedy fan. I'm very Kennedy, so I just really wish to play the saxophone. Mike and I got an opportunity to go out to see him last night, the Tango Center, and then it's like $10,000 or $1,000. So now everybody feels that they're launching that they want to pass pass on a Ken and Jim Pratt and saxophone. By all means, just go ahead and find it on his website, send me one. I will take a supply of money back. But we had a great time. I am just so grateful to be my bride. Amen. And I'm glad that we had a good time. Amen. You know, you want to know, I'll tell you, I'll be nervous. I'm going to be.
Somebody else, hey, the church
continue to grow and move along in this virtual space, you have to share with yourself. Do not have to be ashamed about it. Be ashamed of me. And I'm not ashamed of you. That's what it says. So don't be ashamed. The next one, you know, you're not perfect. None of us are perfect. And therefore, what we do is we're striving towards perfection in Him. So, this morning, as we go forward, we see if I can make this a little bit bigger for you all. Those of you who don't have their Bibles, and I'm going to King James Version of today, we're going to go verse 17, I'm going to read verses 34 and 38, and then we're going to flip over to Ephesians 6, 11, through 18, and I'm going to read all those in just a minute. So let's go over here. And since that day he said unto Saul, thy servant has kept thy father's sheep, and there came the lion, and a bear, and took the lamb out of the flock. And when I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose again against me, I called him by his beard, and I smote him, and I slew him. Then thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and the uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Seeing he hath in the hall the armies of the living God, the living God. David said, Lord of the Lord, thou hast delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and he would deliver me out of the hand of the Philistines. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul and David, that says, not God, but Saul and David, say it with me. Saul and David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Say, a helmet of brass. Type it in the chat, a helmet of brass upon his head. And also he armed him with a coat of mail. Put a coat of mail in the chat, a coat of mail. So not only did he arm him, Saul armed him, and Saul armed him with what? He armed him with what? Brass, and he armed him with a coat of mail. Now let's just think about it. And then David got in his sword upon him. David took what? His sword. His sword upon him, and what? He has said to go, that he had what? Not proved it. That's key. Not proved it. And David said unto Saul, this is David talking about the soul. I cannot go with these. Meaning, I cannot go with your brass helmet. I cannot go with your coat of mail. For that I have not proved them. They have not been tried or failed. I have not used them in battle. I have not been among the idols known after and after this. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know how this is going to work out. Because I have not proved them. And David put them off of them. He took them off. Saul put them off him. David said his name again. So therefore, what he took off. That's key. Now flip over with me, if you want to, the book of Ephesians. And we want to start at 6. I want to start at 9 point. Yes, 6:11. The book of Ephesians 6:11. We can get straight for you to go and see it. These are very familiar scriptures. The 611 it says, we got to start at 10, it says, And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, knows that you be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, not your might, not Saul's might, not David's might, but the power of his might. And it says, and put on the whole armor of God, the armor of God, put on his armor, put on God's armor, not Saul's armor, not David's armor, but put on the armor of God. That ye may be able to stand against the lies of the devil. The lies of the devil, what the devil's got, when he got some things. And he knows what he's doing, he's got some stuff set up. But if you happen to be the armor of God, then what you have been protected. Watch this. Because for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you think of that armor that you got on that brass armor that called a man is going to do. But he's not a good one on that armor of God, and he's a little different. It's very different. It's different in its structure, wrestling with another creature. He says that, he said, for the wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities majesty, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness, both in high places. He said, in the high place that I will bring them down. And then he says, therefore take unto you that behold of, not only this take God's armor, but you now put it all on. Somebody say all in the chat. Tell me right now, all in the chat. He said, the armor of God. So then what? When you put in all the armor of God, he said that you may be able to withstand when the evil day of heaven comes. To stand. Stand therefore, having a wise girdle about you with you, and having a weapon breastplate of righteousness in your feet, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and
Thank you.
know that we will become into a pandemic? Who foretold that we would be at home? Who foretold that bad millions would come? Yeah, I think that God foretold that a million would die just from coming out of my home and foretell that. Amen. There were some people who said they prophesied and then they weren't specific enough. But not the mess that they made something. But all I have is most people didn't know. We didn't know that we would be in this space. We didn't know that we would be working like this. We didn't know that we had a question. Where could God be? Perpetually to God, but for the humanitarian day, that God is what? He's always omnipresent, he's all seen, he's all knowing, he's all over the place. Why did we get to God to put God in the box to say that we couldn't rest our mind? Why did we get to the point that we believe that? This is we in our traditional way. I am a traditionalist. I will be the first to tell you all that I am a traditionalist. I come from a traditional tradition. I come from our country. I still believe that one thing, one more than one baptism. I still believe in being born again. I still believe in water baptism. I still believe in going out in Jesus' name. I still believe that he's talking to the children that as the Spirit of God gives others, but also he's given us time and opportunity to change our methods. He's given us something that we won't win. You know, say David here. David was not going out prepared to go fight Goliath. Remember, nobody else would fight Goliath. The rest of them were scared. The rest of them didn't know how to be Goliath. The rest of them was cowards. And they called David a match point. Oh, come on, somebody. It was David that was coming out of this match point that was going to fight Goliath. And when he went forth and fought Goliath, the first thing they tried to do was they tried to put David into their box. Because when David had looked at the warrior that they expected, I said, Goliath was a giant. The Bible today tells me that he was neither 8 to 9 feet, neither 10 feet tall. And here comes David, David is short, David's not a David, might be 5 feet tall. David's a little man, he's a weird man. And people are looking at his statue, but they don't see that all of the money that was put inside of David's seat. The whole thing got the guys out of that, they did not see that part. They didn't see the faith, they didn't see him working for God, they know he's not the enemy is. And he is going to do something that's beyond him, and he is going to do something that's beyond his years to go forth and be in his space and do these kind of things that, and what they know is that what they get and what they know. See, sometimes people don't really hear that, because Saul winning it for David's good, so what does he do to say? Saul gave them money, so let me give you what I know, let me give you my own, this is what, this is what. I would use if I was brave enough to do what you do. This is what I would do. If I could go forth, this is what I would do. And this is how I would do. So what's it doing? Guys out there, when the Bible tells us what a glass helmet, oh, come on, somebody. If you don't see the picture, you have a glass helmet. A glass helmet, it looks clear, amen. It looks sharp. I don't know about you, but it's a thing that I don't know. I do not know how to do it. Whether I can fight good or whether I fight well. And whether I just go so bad, and whether they just got to do the job, whether they just got to take me, whether it's time to get what I would do, and I would come so bad. But in a period of time, I don't need to get the Easter Bible ready. For this one of these bitches, Easter Bible ready. And that's good. It's not. It looks good. It shows well. It's going to get a bunch of likes. It's going to get a lot of people click it off. It's going to get a lot of people saying, look how good it is. Look how well it is. But I'm going to tell you today that it's shallow. Because it's made of wires, if you know anything about wires. Wires is a soft metal, in fact. Wires is not one of the easiest metals to play. You can take a nail and knock a nail right through wires. And then it looks good, it has all the things that you can form it all right. You can make it all pretty and all the stuff. But it has limited protection. How many of you can know wires helmets? I'm telling you, you better know what you know. And the Bible tells me that Ephesians 6 and 9 that I can grow. And they're going to get a salvation. That helmet of salvation, what is the difference between that helmet and salvation? What is the divine plan that you have? See, that helmet of salvation is not pretty. But it's functional. It doesn't always look nice. It doesn't have all the nice shiny glass and muscle. See, sometimes it makes the people look at the personalities. I'm telling you right now, I don't see well, but I know it well. And I know what God's given me, he's given me, and I know what Spirit is putting me. It's putting me to what the reality is. People want to know what it is. And all it's so he told me right now, I'm the preacher over there. Don't worry, man. I'm the preacher when I want to hear. I'm the preacher when I hear the answer when I go out. It's in the Instagram book. But I'm here to tell you today that this thing right here, what's the difference in this moment? This moment here is not plenty, but it's forged. What do you mean by forged? Pastor means it has been beaten to submission. It has been beaten into the shit that is in. So God has taken us from these trials in the fire church, amen. And the Lord, now you've been going through this, that everybody else is looking Instagram plenty, but he's been beating us and he's been molding us and he's been shaking us. The Bible said that he's the pilot. is striking, and so the head takes shape, so the head's not easily moved. Oh, come on, somebody, I'm not preaching good this morning. That one is not easily moved. That one is in a form, that is in a shape. Then it has to be what? It has to be forced into that shape. And if you force it into that shape, what happens is that it actually what? Is more protected. Why? Because it's been forged. Something that is forged is made out of one piece. Ooh, one more, one thing, one match is one piece. So what? He didn't take this thing and move it all, shape it all, and put a little piece over here and add a little piece there. He goes, on the black side, he had a little piece, he had a little piece there. All the things are put there and looks good. That sounds really awesome. But you look at the one on the other side here, they have a little white pill. I'm going to tell you that is going to protect you. Queen Bible tells us what to put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, why? Because God has to save your mind first, man, before he saves your body. Oh, yeah, because now I need some feedback, church. Come on, y'all ain't asked me for it. See, sometimes in this thing that he has to remind us, so when he saves us, see, I make decisions with my head. I do. I make decisions with my mind. I make decisions before my body gets so stupid. What happens is that I ain't making a decision with my mind. Oh, come on, so now y'all with me. I made a decision with my mind when I said what I said. I made a decision with my mind when I did what I did. And I was out there and I was in sin. And I was out there doing this and I was out there doing that. And I was out there ending this and I was out there ending that. And I was doing this session for both decisions in my mind. Now, in my mind, and then I can gain permission in my mind. I know that something's not in my body that I did the day, but it was in my mind that I did it first. So therefore, the Bible said what? Yeah, he said, put the helmet of salvation back because he needs to save your mind. Come on, somebody. That's a word for somebody right there. You're struggling in your body, and what about your mind? What about your thinking? Now, what do you spend your time thinking? What do you spend your time doing? What do you spend your time dwelling on? What do you spend your time in your time and your idle time doing? Do you find yourself in that place? Do you find yourself in that situation? Is your idle mind now the promise to all focus to say the devil's workshop? Is your mind is being there right now? You find yourself in trouble and you're thinking of things to do. So this is why people say this to say the country, they can't just get in trouble. It's not because they have nothing else to do. And in this idleness time, this is when you start thinking about it really. And you start thinking about something, you start doing things you shouldn't be doing. And you have places you shouldn't go and say things you shouldn't say. And spending too much time on the internet and then Facebook and then Instagram and then all the things and then all the stuff. Start seeing things you shouldn't see, and start picking up things you shouldn't pick up, and start seeing the mind as a seed. See, it starts in the mind as a seed, and when that seed is now taking planted, and that seed starts to grow, and that seed starts to germinate, and starts to, you know, if it stays that long, and what happens is it produces a protein. It does produce a food, it produces a bad food, it produces a bad food, it produces a food that you shouldn't have. But like the Bible said, if you eat of that thing, then you will surely die. And the Bible said, what was the mind of sin? The mind said, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is that eternal life. So that sin is still sin, y'all. It hasn't stopped, it hasn't stopped. Sin is still sin. I know, you know, now we got to the point that we should be calling this a man. It ain't that bad. I just made a little mistake. I just made a little white lie. I just did a little bit of this. I'm going to tell you the name that it's still a lie, man. That it's still a lie that I can get it stopped. You can get it stopped. And what we got to call is a call for all that the average and the white generation and save yourself. Oh, come on, son, man. So then he goes on in. What is David tell? So I will tell David, so now you can take my call and mail, amen. Now my call and mail is going to protect you. It's going to take your life. You notice he has the call and mail. The call and mail is nothing but like a chain that fits you. And he puts it all to the thing about the call and mail was that it was flexible. It looked good. It looked shiny. It had all the bells and whistles. It looked the same way. It had a certain feel. And it looked like, oh my God, this could be nice and this could be something here. This could do this and this could do that. And so many times, look, we get caught up in the feeling that something looks like. We get caught up in the way it didn't have the size that we thought it had. It didn't have the strength that we thought it had. Why? Because we have decided in our own way. We made our own decision about things. We have decided that what this is good, this is bad. When God is called bad, it's bad. And when God is called good, it's good. It's not our decision to make what He's made that decision for. All we have to do is let them know the thing. Come on, son, man. So we have that now. So I'm going to call a man, and he was called by the name of God, because that it's 22. The day is what? 2-2-2, amen? And in 5-2-2-2-2, you heard me say that God's word is still God's word. That God is still God. That your Bible is still the Bible. That truth is still truth. And I don't care how much they try to twist it, how much they try to change the definition of it, how they try to move it and manipulate it and use it the way that they want to use it. They're saying the way that they want to say it. They're setting up the way that they want to set it up. They're helping the government that they want to do the poor, their agenda to move that thing to put that thing behind the list. God has structure, structure, structure. And structure is thinking he told us that we do it the way that he told us to do it. But he will never leave us in any oppressors. He will forsake us and say, the righteous have never seen the righteous forsaken. And all this shit is begging for bread. But our Lord and the crack of the grave has instructed us. And all he wants us to do is what? Stand still. He said, what he told us? Stand still with their lives going to get you. And if you stand still with your lives going to get you, and you and his own mind, you will continue to go. And continue to fight. And continue to strive. And continue to hope for. I got you, because when you burn all you can do is stand. You can get to a point in your life, you can't stand anymore. But see, when you're standing, because that thing has got some vigilance to it. If you're not in the first place of righteousness, you ain't standing in your own power anyway. Because you're standing, because what you're standing on the scripture. You're standing on the scripture. You're not standing on your power, but I'm standing on the scripture of the Word of God. I am standing in my first way of righteousness. Why? Because that thing is holding me up. You see how rigid that thing is up over there? See, that thing is holding me up in your way of God. That thing is holding me up. Because that thing is stiff. If you ever see one of those things in a museum or something, those things are stiff. Excuse me for my call. So that thing, it stands up on its own. The Word of God stands on its own. Whether you stand on it or not. This is why he's telling us that we can stand up, because the Word of God will eat, will stand, and will die with that, because he's going to support his wife, he's going to fall through all his wife. So you can see there's a big difference between the left side of hell, the right side of what they call hell, it's flexible, they don't hold anything. So I'm telling you today, go with what you know, amen, go with what you know, that God has given you a gift, he's given you talent, he's put you in your way, and he's given you a wife to stand up. So you better believe it, you better know it, you better understand it. When the day and time come to it, he's going to give you this thing to stand. And when you stand, you will stand with the wise medication. You will stand and with what the old earth of God, the baptism of God, the full of the old earth of God. So that is why I have this salvation that we bring on our hand. That's going to be the first part of righteousness that is going to be on it. He tells the great line, big shield of faith, that made the wicked things want to call me easily. Try to stop. You will help in some situations. You will help in some circumstances. You will suffer under your God. You will suffer under your body sometimes. You will suffer under your foundation. Why can't I tell you that when the day is going for a night? But I'm sure that comes in the morning. Sure that I'm not starting to lose things. I don't feel good. It's only for a season. And if you will stay still and know that he is God, if you continue to fight and fight with the sword and spirit, amen. And if you go through with your sword and spirit and know that he is got you, and know that he's looking out for you, and he's taking care of you, and say that sword and spirit, this is why you better know the Word of God. This is why you better know what he says in his Word. So that when that day of testing, when that time comes, that you will know exactly what to say. You will know exactly what to say and how to say it, and how to come forth, and how to come forth out of you. And then God will help you to walk through that thing. And all you need is that keep standing and keep going and keep moving. And keep fasting and keep fighting and keep going. And he is guiding you, but he is not wrong. But God's hand is not short. And he's not going to save you anymore. Then he tells you that you walk around with that. Your feet shine with the proclamation of the gospel. Meaning that when you're all supposed to try, you're not going to be right. When you're say some things, you're not going to be right. When you're do some things that you're not going to like, when you know that God has got you right.
Person, and I have to
gospel. He's made you a person of the gospel. He's made you. He's wonderfully made you. He's made you kind. He's made you strict. He's made you strong. He's made you powerful. And know that he's doing all these things. Yes. Know that he's done all these things. And what we are to do is what? To keep moving. Keep going. And keep standing on the word of God. I want to go in closing, but I want to say this. Go with what you know. You know more than you think you know. But when God's been preparing you, some of you thinking, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Why not? He's been preparing you. He's been preparing you from day one. We started this mission in 2018. Did I not know that God was preparing us from day one to do what we're doing right now? To do this virtually, to go for virtually, to be the best people. Amen. And still be what in space. And still be a blessing to the world as well. Still be a blessing to people finally. Still be a blessing to our members. Amen. Now, if you're a member of this church, we can be with you for the outreach and outreach. Nobody in this church suffers. No. We are here to be a blessing to each other. You see, the Bible says we'll take all the stuff and ties and work into the storehouse so that we can meet in my house. Christ's house is ours to meet. We're not going to be abused. No, we're not going to take advantage of you. No. But we will bless. Why are you going to get into this mission? God's been blessing you and you've been there. Sometimes things happen. We get it. I understand it. And that's what we take care of all of you. And we counsel. And we hold each other accountable. We work in discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. We're going to teach you. We're going to empower you. We're going to hold you accountable. Because where you are is not where you're going to stay. It's not where you start. It's where you finish. And I'm going to tell you more today that God said that we will finish all the time. Why is it the Bible said that? Why can you make your enemy the first time? We know that when the enemy is under my feet, and we got to know that we need to make church that the enemy is under our feet. Are you happy in Jesus' name? Y'all ain't working today. But God is there, and he's grateful to him and all that he's done for us. And you'll be so proud of this morning as we go. If you would need any prayer, please put any prayer request there in the chat this morning. I want to close your prayer. And then we'll try to offer God our church and then we'll close out. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you can come to this morning and wish us a thank you. And we thank you for giving us a more chance to ask God. It's not our God. We thank you for that too. Lord, we also want to thank you for you being God and God of all perception. There is no other more from the eyes of the sight of the Lord. I say that you are so worthy to be praying. Lord, it is I in this place. Lord, 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 I want to thank you for having me in the name of Jesus. I ask you to take the help of this and go forward, Lord God, and do what it is you're called to do, and do what you're called to do, and say what you're called to say to me. I'm called to do the Lord, and I'm called to pray, I'm called to pray. I want to thank you for that, Lord, and 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 all of the praise of God, and you are proud of your fortune, and you want to help us and go forward, Lord God. Help us to do what we are, 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 help us to do what we because you have one to pray, I'm called to pray, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we love you, and we praise your name today, Lord, we pray all the honor, all the praise, the glory, the power, and the blessing of you, and Lord, we do not touch that word, but we honor you in this place, in the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you all, I love you all, and you'll be so proud of you, Lord, that you know this is your own church, amen, and you know what we do, because of your support, amen, so you'll be so proud to the Lord. That's the United Safe House Church. We do not have the money to cash out. That's the United States Safe House Church. GSO. Again, that's the United States Safe House Church. GSO. All you want to pay for it. That is the first mission. And again, it's PayPal. That is the first mission. And again, it's the old fashioned. PO Box 862-7 North Carolina. 27358. Again, that is Finding Peace Ministry. Make a check for the Finding Peace Ministry. PO Box. Thank you. seem to keep eliminate the whale anyway, and that's how Linus managed to eliminate the whale. Please go ahead and tell me about the whale. I'm just asking for free of charge and telling you anything you want. You can also go to www.safehousechurchgsm.com/Linus. And what you're able to do is when you go in there, what you're able to do is when you are in with West for Lincoln and it's in the link baby, and Linus is 7 p.m. I'm going to be able to give you an email and just a space for you to make sure that you're going to get together. So, we want you to take 4 minutes of that space. Take care, and I'll see you all next time. Let me know what you're doing.